And Esau said, Behold, I am at the point to die. And what profit shall this birthright do to me? And Judah said unto his brethren, What profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? And turn ye not aside, for then should ye go after vain things which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain. And Haman said unto King Ahasuerus, There is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of thy kingdom, and their laws are diverse from all people. Neither keep they the king's laws, therefore it is not for the king's profit to suffer them. It is the Almighty that we should serve him, and what profit should we have if we pray unto him? Yea, whereto might the strength of their hands profit me, in whom old age was perished? For thou saidst, What advantage would it be unto thee? And what profit shall I have if I be cleansed from my sin? Thy wickedness may hurt a man as thou art, and thy righteousness may profit the Son of Man. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivereth from death. Riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death. In all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. What profit hath a man of all his labor which he taketh under the sun? Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do. And behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit, and there was no profit under the sun. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? Moreover, the profit of the earth is for all. The king himself is served by the field. And this also is a sore evil, that in all points as he came, so shall he go. And what profit hath he that hath labored for the wind? Wisdom is good with an inheritance, and by it there is profit to them that see the sun. They were all ashamed of a people that could not profit them, nor be in help nor profit, but a shame and also a reproach. The burden of the beasts of the south, into the land of trouble and anguish, from whence come the young and old lion, the viper and fiery flying serpent, they will carry their riches upon the shoulders of young asses, and their treasures upon the bunches of camels, to a people that shall not profit them. They that make a graven image are all of them vanity, and their delectable things shall not profit, and they are their own witnesses, they see not nor know, that they may be ashamed. Stand now with thine enchantments, and with the multitude of thy sorceries, wherein thou hast labored from thy youth. If so be thou shalt be able to profit, if so be thou mayest prevail. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. I will declare thy righteousness and thy works, for they shall not profit thee. The priest said not, Where is the Lord? And they that handled the law knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal, and walked after things that do not profit. Hath a nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which doth not profit. Behold, ye trust in lying words that cannot profit. They have sown wheat, but shall reap thorns. They have put themselves to pain, but shall not profit. And they shall be ashamed of your revenues because of the fierce anger of the Lord. O Lord, my strength and my fortress and my refuge in the day of affliction, the Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth and shall say, Surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Behold, I am against him that prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord, and do tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore they shall not profit this people at all, saith the Lord. Ye have said, It is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? For what shall it profit a man, if he shall gain the whole world, and lose his own soul? What advantage then hath the Jew, or what profit is there of circumcision? And this I speak for your own profit, not that I may cast a snare upon you, but for that which is comely, and that you may attend upon the Lord without distraction. Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking mine own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you, except I shall speak to you either by revelation, or by knowledge, or by prophesying, or by doctrine? Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. Of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith, and have not works? Can faith save him? And one of you say unto them, Depart in peace, be warmed and filled. Notwithstanding, ye give them not to those things which are needful to the body. What doth it profit?